306 DGS. Happy Monday to you. Isn't it weird? Like, fashion. I haven't owned a suit in like 20 years, although I did borrow my friend Matt's suit and had it altered to fit me. As you off to do. But I saw something on television today, a bunch of guys in sport coats. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize you had sport coats. You are my superior. And it's so dumb. Like, sport coats could be what homeless people wear. And when you get dressed up for a wedding, you wear t-shirts and jeans. It's just like kind of like what we're talking about with music. You know, that I heard the Beatles first and imprinted on me. And so I like 3-minute pop songs. And someone told me that suits are what fancy guys wear and this is what poor people wear. And you just go, well, okay.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about ties and how unnecessary, silly. And yeah, it's very arbitrary. It's like, oh, I'm going to take this. I'm going to tie it around my neck. And
yeah,
it's going to make
and
me look like a fancy
me formal.
Man.
Yeah, this makes me look serious. I'm all serious because so I put true. Fabric around my neck.
So you finally went to, not Costco, but
Sam's
Club. Nice.
I did. So you guys know I went a bit, maybe even two into Costco, right?
When
I first discovered Costco, and me and my friend Kevin were bonding about it.
It's the best.
Well, I'm not so sure. I went to Sam's Club over the weekend.
Did you sneak in?
Well, I have a membership.
Turns out. Hmm.
No, they were practically giving them away.
Did you get that along with your Casey's?
They were practically giving them away online, and so I signed up for it for very, very cheap, because I can't afford the full price one. You know how it is.
Mostly for the hot dogs, I'm not kidding.
You know what? I had no idea. Sam's has a cheaper hot dog deal than Costco, even. Hmm. It's a better hot dog deal.
Is it a better hot dog? Yeah.
I did not have one because I had just I had just eaten because I didn't know
there
was.
Why does that matter?
I didn't know Sam's had a cafe. I did get a pretzel.
I didn't get the hot dog because I just ate, but I got a pretzel.
I didn't realize
just
that they had all that
tied
stuff.
You over.
Yeah, just something, a little after lunch aperitif.
Well, I didn't realize you had a cafe.
So, well, I felt like I had to get something.
I couldn't. Well, maybe one jumbo pretzel.
Well, maybe one extra large soft pretzel, please. And so, I was going to split it with my wife. We didn't realize that it was brushed in real butter.
Oh.
So I had to bite the bullet and eat it all myself.
What a letdown.
Yes, that's, yes,
like, why
do
I smell milk in that?
Yes, that is 100% correct. But no, the hot dog deal at Sam's is $1.38, not 50, $1.38 rollback prices. For a hot dog and a 30-ounce, not a 20-ounce.
Crazy.
A 30-ounce soda. I couldn't believe it.
Was there a line?
There was no line.
Hmm.
There weren't that many people there.
There usually isn't one at Costco either. I mean, unless you go the really busy times.
Yeah, there really weren't as many people at the Edwardsville.
One of you should go by there tomorrow and get us lunch.
Anytime.
Don't jump up.
Well, I was going to, yeah, Kevin's being nonchalant. I say Kevin because it takes me a long time to get anywhere. I don't pass one
He'd
on my way to
He'd have to go pretty
work.
Far out of his
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I had to go like way far out.
Oh, yeah. I go right past it. Let's go.
Bring us hot dogs.
All
please.
Right.
Yum.
Thank you.
You want hot dogs tomorrow?
Yeah.
We get hot dogs tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kev.
And every day after that. Also. But no, I didn't get one. I will have to go back and get one. You're right, because I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
I haven't
it,
been this disappointed in you in years.
Well, I got the pretzel, and I thought maybe the pretzel would be. No. You're right.
Don't give me.
You're right. You're right.
I mean, when it's all about the hot dogs, I mean, you're kind of like hot dog guy.
Also, so I go over to my dad's last night. We're making my dad dinner, and I'm trying to tell him about Sam because I got him on the membership too. You can add like a family member, so I added him on, and I was telling him like you can get. I got a 24-pack of bottles of Pepsi for $14.50, which I thought was a killer deal. I thought that was awesome. And he was like, well, I just got a 12-pack of bottles for $6 at Walmart. And that's the same company, so it sounds like they're ripping you off. And I'm like, oh, shut up.
That story went south.
Speaking of hot dogs, if I could just throw this in there. This weekend, I went to Schnucks. I got a frozen Nathan's hot dog wrapped in a bagel. It was delicious.
Yeah, they're good.
It was really good. Yeah.
You know who's killing bagels right now? The McDonald's breakfast sandwich, the new breakfast bagel?
Oh, yeah, he's been talking about this one.
I got two of them this morning for breakfast.
Two?
Yeah, it was
too much. Two bagel sandwiches?
Well, there was like a deal that was like buy one, get one for a dollar. And I was like, well, I'd be losing money not doing this. Just throw it in the garbage.
That is such a memory for me. From the time Nick was in kindergarten, I would take him to school every day. And we would go to the McDonald's in Webster Groves. And he would have the bagel steak sandwich.
Yum. Ooh.
That thing is killer.
They have that back, too. I didn't know it would be good.
Oh, you need to try it.
I will.
It's incredible.
I absolutely will.
McDonald's has top five steak.
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
Is it like Steakums?
No, it's more like a thin sirloin kind of thing.
Yeah, like a breakfast steak. I mean, that sounds stupid, but
it's
really
not bad.
It looks awesome.
Like a ribeye or whatever.
Why don't you bring us some of those?
I'll bring in steak bagels. I'll bring steak bagels, and Kevin can bring hot dogs.
Not the same day, though. Let's not be crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's spread it out. Let's not be too greedy.
Don't want to be nuts.
Mm-mm. What's the wobbly chair test?
Okay, so there's a CEO of some company. I'm sorry, I don't remember. I just read the article this weekend. But they said that they do a test of everyone who comes in to interview for positions. And what they do is they intentionally give them a wobbly chair. I know, I hate stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And then there's a perfectly good chair, like, across the room. And while they're asking the questions, the chair starts wobbling. And the test is, if you're assertive enough to ask to switch the chair out because your chair is wobbling, if you don't ask to switch out the chair, if you're just polite and you smile through it and get through the interview, they don't offer you the job.
Mm.
That's so stupid. I want to punch those people in the face.
Sorry, I'm not.
Here's my
whining.
Test.
In my day and age with law school, it was, if we filled this room with nickels, how many nickels would we have? You're like, didn't know that's what job was.
A lot of
nickels.
What
does this have to do with the law?
Yeah, and it's like, if it's... It's not about being assertive. It's about, I'm not going to go into your workplace and you
point
sit
out
me
the
down
flaws.
In a chair and be like, hey, this chair sucks, jerk.
What do we, Charlie Hull is the female LPGA player who they're saying is John Daly's daughter, basically, because she likes to smoke.
Smokes, and yeah.
What do we think about smoking on the course during?
You're outside. It's fine.
Hmm. But what if you, what if you're leaving your butts around the...
I imagine she's got a system for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they have ashtrays and, like, little garbage things and that. You know, I think she's
Has a guy ever done it besides a daily?
I'm
sure in the 40s
and 50s.
Oh,
back in the day, I think, if I remember right, there's, like, a famous picture of... it might be Lee Trevino, might be Chichi Rodriguez smoking while they're playing. So, I mean, I don't think it was that uncommon in the past.
I know cigarettes are bad for you. Smoking is terrible for your health. But she looks cool. in this picture of her, I'm like, dang.
Yeah, children, close your ears. It looks so cool when you do it. Like, don't do it. It's bad for you. None of us do it because it's very bad for you, and it's gross, but it looks...
I'll be the contrarian. I think it looks stupid.
You're wrong.
No, I know. I know. A lot of people think so. Well, why does it look cool? Because some cool person in 1950 did it?
It just does, man.
It just does. It just looks cool.
It just looks cool.
You're surrounding yourself with a cloud of smoke. You look mysterious. Mm.
That being said, if we saw Kevin Wheeler with a cigarette in his mouth, it would not look cool.
No. It would break my brain.
Yeah,
that's never going to happen. I got a rule. Nothing on fire is going in my mouth.
No smoking.
Not even cigars? You wouldn't have a cigar with the boys?
Nope. Never done it.
Okay.
I just carried around an unlit one to make it look like I was playing along.
Yeah.
I was just fully listening to Def Leppard there.
I can tell.
Completely forgetting I was doing a radio show.
Like, this can go on for another 3 minutes.
So just thinking about how simple his drumming is here and how great simple is in music.
Yeah.
There's this guy, I forget his name. It's like Sklar, like the brothers, something like that. Big, long beard, bald, big, long hair, bass player. And he's like the session player for the last 50 years, played with the Doobie Brothers forever. He's the go-to guy for all the hits. And he was just talking about what I've talked about in how sad it is for me as a drummer to watch 14-year-olds play circles around me and yet not play a single thing that you'd ever play in a band. Unless maybe you're in like a metal band and get it. You can use that. But all of the busy, if you play that, you will get fired.
Yeah.
And
that's just for solos and for
that's just you know what, and you know that's all it is. And he was talking about that, and he was like, no one knows how to play for the song anymore. And he said, I guarantee you, you come into a studio and you set up your rig and you start doing that stuff, they're going to have someone else in here to take your job.
Oh, yeah. What was the documentary about the studio musicians? And I forget. It was
The Wrecking Crew was one.
No, there's a newer one. I forget what it's called, but it was amazing. Just watching through their eyes how this works and just like how your reputation is. Like, these are people that... where they're reliable. We know exactly what they're going to give us. They're going to mm-hmm. contribute to the song because they have ideas, but they're not going to make it their song.
There was the Wrecking Crew, and then there was one down south, and like Glenn Campbell was in one of them, and they just played on every single hit. Anyway.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Stairway?
Sure. All right. So, I cannot get over news agencies treating us like children with the weather. Like, I think reporting on the weather is important, right? Knowing it's going to be 100 for the next few days. It's good to know that. But, like, do I need an article on CNN.com telling me how to stay safe while hiking in the heat?
It makes me crazy.
Because here are their suggestions. Prepare in advance.
Well, that's good to do for most anything.
So make sure you're in good shape. Prepare to the heat. Okay. Load up on water. Don't want to forget that one. I think people forget that when it's hot, you need water. Hike in the morning or maybe try to find shady trails because, you know, nobody would think of those things.
Maybe if people don't know to drink water when it's hot, we shouldn't try to save it.
This is my point. Like, when you search, like, advice for hot weather, who needs advice for hot weather? Drink a lot of water. Find shade where you can. Don't exert yourself too much because you might die. Like, we know this. But yet, every time it's hot, we're going to get this article mm-hmm. or some version of it that's
every
telling you the
newscast.
Most obvious things. And again, telling me it's hot is a big deal because I, you know, knowing, all right, it's going to be 100 all week. I should be drinking extra water. I should be, for me, for coaching. All right, make sure I got all my sunscreen. Make sure I've got the clothes because, I mean, like some, you know, sometimes having longer sleeves, even if it's covering the skin, you might think of that as being hot, but if it's a light material, it's actually better than the sun beating down on you. So, yeah, I mean, like, knowing it is important, understanding it.
And I don't feel like we're geniuses or anything.
No!
I don't feel like that we're way ahead of the average man and no one can figure this out.
You know, maybe 50 years ago, people, because 100-degree days would have been more rare 50 years ago, but, like, do you really need to be told to drink water when it's hot?
No.
Do you need to be told to find shade or maybe don't go hiking in the mountains when it's 100 degrees at 2:00 in the afternoon? And the other advice in there was like, if it feels too hot, you're probably right. Okay, thanks. Great. I'm glad one of the major news agencies in the country is pointing out the most obvious things in the world to me.
Okay, devil's advocate here. People are really stupid. The general public, I mean, I'm just saying, we kind of do need to be reminded of these things because whenever there's an eclipse, we have to be like, by the way, don't stare directly into the sun. That's bad.
Like, at least that's rare. It's hot all the time.
I do think, I agree with Kevin that it's, talk about the heat all you want. I think it's always good to remind people to check on like elderly people in their neighborhoods.
Yes, 100%.
Because you can 100%. Just forget that, especially if it's not your mom or your dad, but you have a neighbor.
Right.
But past that, anything past that, no.
Hey, you know what? If it rains, you might want an umbrella.
You're making us all dumber.
An umbrella is good when it's hot, too.
Oh, also, in this story, they said, you might want to take along a sun umbrella. What's the difference?
It's an umbrella for the sun.
Is it just an umbrella?
It's got cute summertime designs on it.
Now, if you're going to tell me to bring a Brock umbrella, that'd be cool.
That is, I do find the sun umbrella interesting because in Europe, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And in Asia. Mm-hmm. Here, not so much.
No.
Yeah, because we're less concerned about skin cancer over here, or aging from the sun. But someone left an umbrella in here and I really want to steal it.
Man, this is like the third time you've referenced
this. It's huge. It's red, and it has like a long curved wooden handle. Like, I always wanted one like that. Yeah, it's fancy. It's cool.
Well, you just described it for everyone, so you know, hard
so
time.
So if it's missing, we know where it went. Every few seconds, Rachel's like eyes are peeking over there. Like, is it still there?
Hey, they left it here.
I was going to say, what are the chances it belongs to the same person that clipped their toenails in the studio?
Oh, I would think zero. This one's this person, has got too much style.
It's the classy
that person
umbrella.
Doesn't have an umbrella.
Yeah. Whoever left that umbrella, it's classy.
Whoever clipped their toenails has never owned an umbrella.
I would guess not. I would guess not.
Becoming a part of the carpet in here.
Oh,
They're weaving into the threads.
No.
It's really terrible.
And we thought we knew who it was.
No, we did.
We did.
Oh. I thought I knew who it was, but that person actually is no longer employed.
That person is no longer here.
Okay.
And then there were more clippings.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So unless they snuck back in the building, unless they're going for the long con.
Wouldn't that be a hell of a game?
Yes, it would.
I'm going to come back in a couple times a week and just clip my toenails.
I mean, I'm not a clean man, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not especially concerned about things, but
the
like...
Pale.
Yeah, there's something... You got issues.
You need help.
Yeah.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Andrew, I see you're hitting the KFC bag of juice pretty hard.
Yeah. I'm back for thirds.
Is there anything left?
There is. There's probably another one of these or so left. There's a
gallon?
Lot of... I don't know if it's a gallon. I don't know. How many ounces are in a gallon? Does anybody know?
No one knows.
Yeah, it's unknowable.
It's impossible to tell, but there is...
Scholars maintain.
There's probably... about 120 ounces in
so
that
you're
bad
just
boy.
Guessing now?
Well, it's about 30 ounces, I'd say, and per cup. I mean, this is a 32-ounce cup, and there's some ice in there.
Okay, fine,
I'm trying
fine.
To look up the
128.
Okay, so it's pushing a gallon,
Dave
I would
knew.
Say.
If anyone's going to know, it's Dave.
It's probably like 3/4 of a gallon.
Dave, did you hear Wheel's little rant about the news being dumb about the heat?
I did not hear it, but I have done that on Facebook in the last 24 hours too.
It is.
You know, I heard the worst was last night. It was ABC News, national news. Guy does a report on how horrible it is. You know, it's like living in hell. And he goes, and he goes, now it's going to be slightly better. That they're just talking the Northeast because that's all that's important.
Yeah.
And it's going to be slightly better, but it's still going to be really, really hot with temperatures in the 80s.
Ah!
I screamed at the TV, said, get out of here.
And to be clear, though, my rant is not about telling us it's going to be hot, which is important information. It's the people like, hey, you know what? If you're going to go hiking in the heat, drink water. Like, thanks. Like, do people need to be told to drink water and find shade?
I agree with you with that.
Okay,
you know,
thank you.
It's like, stay hydrated.
That is validation from Dave.
Dave, you were on local and national news for decades. Do you think we really have dumbed it down? Or is that just
yes.
our...
Okay. Big time. Big time. And sensationalized it even more. You know, the weather has just gotten way out of hand on the national side. It's just...
America just does... to everything what we did to Chinese food. You know, we just took it and we're like, this is pretty good. What if we covered it in sugar and fried it? That's what we do to everything. That's what we did. Like, I remember the news when I was a kid, and it was smart. And you had someone just telling you the news, not explaining it to you like you were a child.
Right.
And now everything is just, it's just dumb. This,
right.
Every package is just like, I keep asking myself, because ironically, I love local news. I find it very cozy. But I'm like, this is news? Like, why are you doing this news package about some place that's selling apple butter? They'll go 8 minutes on a place that's selling damn apple butter.
I mean, apple butter's good, though.
Yeah, that's true.
8 minutes.
Content, Dave, content.
I guess. They must work harder for it than I do because, geez. Okay, so today and tomorrow, we really kind of peak out here for a while, right?
Right. Oh, it's going to be so hot tomorrow.
How hot, Dave? Should we drink water? Should we stay in the shade and avoid direct sunlight?
And wear very, you know, white clothing and dress in layers because you're going to have to peel them off.
Yeah, I got hot.
Hey there. Okay.
All right, so we're up and down with temperatures this week. We're up and down with humidity. It's hot right now, mid-90s, but the humidity is kind of in the moderate range. Tomorrow is still on track to be the hottest day of the week. Partly sunny skies. It's hot. It's very humid as far as Tuesday is concerned. Maybe a slight chance of a pop thunderstorm in the afternoon. Really hard to find. But I'm going to stay with 100 degrees. We have not hit 100 degrees yet this season. The record, though, is 102. So we're close from 1954. And that was the start of an amazing, brutal summer in St. Louis. It's the Mark Close summer, if we remember the stories.
Sure.
Then we have a cool front coming in. That will come in late Tuesday night. It was scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some will see some nice rain out of it. Others will not see a drop of rain, mainly after midnight. Couple of the storms could be strong to severe, but just a couple, 75. Then on Wednesday, a couple of early scattered morning thunderstorms, really early morning thunderstorms, and partly sunny, a drop off in humidity as we go through the day, and 89 for the high, 67 Wednesday night, Thursday sunny and 88. Thursday, partly sunny, coming back up, 94. Mid-90s on Saturday. Then another cool front comes in Saturday night, and we're back into the 80s on Sunday.
Isn't it
so amazing? Up and down.
How great 88 sounds.
Oh, yeah.
It does sound good.
Sounds great. Yeah.
It is great.
Especially with low humidity.
67 at night? All right. Sign me up.
Yep.
Awesome.
Dave, just to continue being sensationalist, are we in a drought?
We are technically not in a drought, but things are getting dry. Need some water. No question about it, but technically not in a drought at this point.
Boy, I really feel for the farmers.
Yes.
Because
it just doesn't take much in this kind of pattern, especially when we have more of a dry heat. It really dries the vegetation in the ground out quickly.
My next door neighbor came and knocked on the door yesterday, figuring she needed to borrow a cup of sugar or something. She was telling me that my trees are dying.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, thank you.
My grass is a nice shade of tan.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Mine too. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, surgeons in Chicago pulled off a rare feat last month. They performed a successful kidney transplant while their patient was awake. The patient's name was John Nicholas of Indianapolis.
He says
he felt nothing after he was given a spinal epidural shot. This is the same anesthesia used during a C-section.
Why would they do this?
So doctors believe that the awake transplant operations can radically change the industry with their fast turnaround times. This patient was able to leave the hospital the next day.
Wow. Okay, first of all, if you transplant my kidney, I'm not leaving the next day. You know what I mean? Keep me for a couple, to humor me. Keep me for the weekend. You just put a new kidney in my body.
And they definitely want to kick everyone out as fast as they can.
Secondly, I can't think of many things worse than that.
Even just
hearing it.
Yeah.
Hearing the talk.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they're going to be there. The doctors and the nurses are going to be like, oh, man, do you believe this guy? He is such a clown.
What about the millions of women who do it with a C-section?
Yes.
I mean, you're right.
You're mutants.
You're absolutely right.
There's something wrong with you. It shouldn't be possible.
Let's see here. Let's skip that.
In that case, I do think it's safer for the baby to be awake rather than
sure. All right, Princess Anne, King Charles's sister, has been hospitalized with a concussion, according to Buckingham Palace. She's 73 years old and is expected to make a full recovery after suffering an incident on Saturday. The nature of the incident was not made public, but likely involved horses. If you watch The Crown, you know she was always riding horses all the time.
You know, I'm becoming more fearful in my middle age, and I'm only 59. I'm not 89. But with my mom just falling and breaking a hip and seeing what happened to her and going through surgery and coming out with dementia. And then Wheels, you and I have talked about playing some baseball together and maybe playing on a team. And I'm like, what am I trying to break a hip?
I've told you my softball story, haven't I?
Oh, tell me again.
Oh, this goes way, way back. I was probably, I was at Channel 5 at the time, 20s. Mid, maybe upper 20s. Mm-hmm. And Tom O'Neill,
sure.
Loved the guy. He said, you know what? We're playing softball. He goes, I have a chance. We can move this team into the A League. We were playing in the B League. I think we're good enough to play. And everybody, oh, yeah, sure we are. But we played one game in the A League. I was the catcher. And this guy comes running around third, like 250 pounds, all muscle. And they throw the ball to me. I stand in front of the plate. And this guy is like a steamroller, hits me. I did hang on to the ball.
Good for you.
Which was amazing in itself. Yeah. But when I got up, I thought, you know, nobody's paying me to do this.
Yeah.
I could get killed easily.
Yes.
And I'm on television. Yes. This is not a good idea. So I went to Tom and I said, I'm never playing catcher again.
Good for you.
Dude, there's just, I have no, that's why I don't play softball, because I can't stand the guys that take it too seriously. Like, don't run into someone. I had one guy, this is a long time ago, guy slide into my legs trying to break up a double play in just a rec league softball game. And I told him, next time you're coming down the line, you better get down because I'm throwing it at your face.
Well, you know mine? So I was playing co-ed softball in Shaw Park. And I was about the same age as Dave, late 20s, still in good shape, could still play, kind of a ringer. And I was pitching, and I quick pitched somebody. Yeah, that's my problem. That's the move of a D right there. So I kind of deserved it. But then I hit a home run, and I'm coming around, and the catcher is a female, but she's three times my size. And she puts her leg across to block the plate. So, I mean, they're still trying to find the ball. It's not like there's going to be a play at the plate. And I reached over her, and she leaned down on my knee. And so she hyperextended my knee. I go up over her back. So I'm back on back. And she stands up and flips me like, whoa, I'm Curious George.
No.
And the next thing to hit was my pelvis on the pipe of the backstop, and I broke it.
Oh.
And so I'm puking, and they're all laughing and high-fiving because, oh, yeah, Mr. Baseball there. They have no idea. I just broken my pelvis. So the worst sports injury I've ever had was co-ed friggin' softball.
Oh, no.
Because
thanks.
I was being a jerk. Like, I didn't deserve a broken hip, but I mean, I was being a jerk. So feels good to admit that.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
At the time, I think she was a bigger jerk.
Well, she was bigger in all ways.
All right. Guess who's getting his own forever stamp? Would anyone like to guess?
Donald Duck.
Buffett.
Alex Trebek.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it's cute. It's like the little blue box from Jeopardy, and it says, this naturalized U.S. citizen hosted the quiz show Jeopardy for 37 seasons.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I was not a Jeopardy guy, and I thought for a long time people did not like Alex Trebek because they thought he was a know-it-all.
Oh.
I think that was kind of a sentiment that some people had.
Oh, okay.
But especially since he got sick, you know, people kind of realize, like, we have this gem of a person. I mean, he's just a great guy. But Ken Jennings is a great replacement host. He does
very well.
Yeah, he's the main. I mean, he's the only one doing it at this point.
He's really good.
All right, let's see here.
I like to see something like that, where someone who's a competitor becomes the host.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a whole ilk of game show hosts out there. And I'm probably one of them. You know, like, people like me. No, people above me. Hell, if I got a chance to be on like the traveling show of Price is Right for double the money,
let's go.
Probably taking it, right?
You should be doing that instead of Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine the banter you would have with the guests.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
All right, let's see. One more story here.
Like, you know, it's interesting is that rhymes with wiener. Okay, so round two.
And my last story here, Eddie Murphy is going to star in a donkey spinoff movie from Shrek.
Mm.
Did we know about this, you guys?
We did not.
Yep, so there's going to be a donkey movie starring Eddie Murphy.
How's that not
getting
happened
his own
yet?
Standalone
That's really smart.
It's a great question.
Are you guys Minions people?
Not at all.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very much.
Of course you are.
No, I've actually never seen any of the movies, but I love the concept of the Minions. Just being weird little freaks that go around and stink up the joint.
I'm big into Trash Truck right now.
What's Trash Truck?
When our grandson comes to visit.
Oh,
It's on Netflix. Just search for Trash Truck. Really good.
We'll
it's
do
really
it.
Good.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. She wears
only chest. The story has quantum sensors, tiny worms, and nano diamonds. So there are these worms, living creatures, that are so small you need an electron microscope to see them. They somehow have diamonds small enough, these nano diamonds, that they're able to put the diamonds in the worms, put them in their keister or something, and then they use quantum sensors, and they put the worms in your body, and then they're able to track where the worms go, and I guess they can tell them where to go or how to go or why to go, and it's going to help to diagnose diseases and blood flow and brain technology and all these sorts of things. Isn't it amazing? You know?
What the heck?
I'm mostly impressed that they can tell the worms where to go in your body. Mm. That's wild.
I'm sorry. I was about to say something really stupid.
What?
like a dog, they taught him tricks.
Yeah, kind of.
Microscopic life messes me up. Messes me up that there can be something alive that's that small. I don't know. It seems like it doesn't bother anybody in there, but it sure does bother this guy.
I'm just having trouble taking anything you say especially hard today.
Oh, I looked it up. It's a half gallon. The bag of lemonade is a half gallon.
And curiously, people are selling. So you can get one of these for $4, a half gallon of soda for $4, or a tropical passion fruit lemonade. And people are selling on eBay the empty bags for like $5.99, $6.99.
What are people doing with them? Just putting more liquid back in?
I have no idea, but just go get the fresh one for $4. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps.